Welcome to another episode of Sermons by Bro Ronny Makabai. Remember to share this episode with all your friends and family. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Gee! 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 Jesus! Hallelujah! Lift up your hands. Father, we give your name glory. Let your resurrection power minister to us today. Lord, we pray. Allow your spirit of resurrection power minister to us for your glory, for your honor, for your praise.
Are you there? There is no one like Jesus. He carried all your burdens, all the way to Calvary. He carried all your sufferings, all the curses, all the way to Calvary, to crucify them, to give them pain. Let whatever the enemy has assigned against you, get the pain. Let the pain turn to it now. Say, Lord Jesus, all the pain I've been facing, from today, take it away. I believe that you didn't train me to suffer. You never brought me to suffer. You never trained me for suffering. Are you there? So Jesus is Lord. Read the book of, that's John 11, verse 25.
John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
Jesus said, I'm resurrection and life. Who believes in me, though he may die, but he shall live. Are you there? He said, it's the resurrection and life. The power of God you see, causing healing, deliverance, and whatever it is called resurrection power. It came out of the suffering of Christ. And then he sent the Holy Spirit with the power of resurrection. That power is a covenant power. He spoke through Isaiah in the beginning that I will make a covenant with you, that my spirit shall be with you. My waters shall not depart from you, and your descendant and descendant of descendants. Go to the book of Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21.
Isaiah 59, 21. As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them, my spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forevermore.
My spirit shall be upon you. When you see healing working, it is from the resurrection power, because it was predestined by my friend Jesus that he will suffer, go on a cross, crucify all your burdens, and then cause mighty healings, restoration, blessings. That's how we designed Matthew 26, verse 28.
For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sin.
Yes, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is what? Shed for many. He said, this is my blood of the new covenant. It's a covenantal thing. He went on a cross, but it is a covenant. It's not just a thing that people think it is. to establish a certain relationship with those who are meant to receive forgiveness of sin. And then the word of God shall not depart from their mouth. It means they will speak and things happen, because the Spirit of God is upon them. In Isaiah 59, he has said, my Spirit shall be upon them. My word shall not depart from their mouth. And from the mouth of their descendants, and their descendants' descendants, that those whom he has assigned, the resurrection power shall work for them. That's why they call it a covenant, because it's a relationship that was assigned from the time of Abraham. That Abraham, I'll give you descendants. Just like you see the stars shining in the sky, that's how your descendants shall be. He had to remove the curse. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Your sacrifice is enough for me. Remove away every sacrifice my ancestors made with Satan. Remove away every demonic sacrifice my parents made for devil. Remove away every curse, every generational curse that came with evil sacrifices, that came with evil covenants. Speak to him, everybody. Speak to him. Tell him that the sacrifice of his is just enough. It's better than that of the ancestors that they made with the devil, that of the parents made with Satan. That covenant you did before you knew Jesus, you made sacrifices, you went to witchcrafts. Pray now and say, Lord, your sacrifice overtake another sacrifice, that you may save my soul. Remove the curses that cause limitations, that cause limitation in progress, that cause limitations in whatever I do. In Jesus' name, are you there? The reason why Jesus suffered was to remove that seed of the devil and plant a seed of resurrection. Meaning, you may be alive, but when a certain part of you is dead, you are walking, but your womb is dead, can't give birth. Yes, you are walking, but your hands can't bear fruits because the works of your hands are dead. Yes, you are studying, or your the same career you are practicing, but it's not moving. You're stagnant because your mind has an element of death. You're stuck, you can't think beyond. Wisdom is limited. It's not supporting it where you want to get to. You want a better life, but your wisdom is not able to provide it. Something is dead in there. So when you talk about resurrection, it's not about someone dying so physically, getting a grave. But people die in phases. This, that, and that. Until they are gone. Are you there? So when we talk about the resurrection power, he came to resurrect that which the enemy had stolen, killed, and destroyed. It's not only about the body coming back to life, but resurrecting that career that had been stuck for too long. No promotion, that business that had been stuck for too long. God resurrects the blessings. That health that is dying slowly, God to give it resurrection. Are you there? When we talk about resurrection power, It's not that someone just dies like Lazarus and is put in a coffin and then that's when he resurrects from the grave. No, you need it when you're still twinkling, because every time you dream dead people, guess not, something around you has died. Father, I pray, let every spirit of death in them manifest and go. In Jesus' mighty name, he says, I'm the resurrection and life. I give back life. I restore even that which seems to have gone. He says, I can bring it back and make it normal like it was before, or like it was assigned from the beginning. Are you there? The Pharisee thought that when he pursued Jesus, they will put an end to what he has begun. The little knew they are multiplying him. Your enemy think that the more they are working against you, that they are going to destroy you. But woe unto them. They will see your cup overflow. They will see your cup overflow. When they are working against you, they work with that bitterness of their father, the devil. They work with that bitterness in them. They want to see you destroyed. They want to see you dead. But woe unto them. You will not die. The anointing you're seeing carries the power of resurrection. And it is called resurrection power. When you're celebrating Easter, you're celebrating the victory of Jesus against adversaries. But now you may find the Pharisees also celebrating on Easter. He's also condemning his ancestors. And yet, he's abusing those of his generation. When he sees resurrection power, he calls them demons, just like his ancestors did. Are you there? Because it's a mystery. But to us, it's normal. To us, it's very normal. We know God can do it. He can give it back life. Say, thank you, Jesus. I know you can do it. You can do it again and again. Are you there? Are you there? When they persecuted Jesus, hated him, they thought they were doing their best to destroy what has begun. When they hate you, persecute you, get to know their intention is to kill you. Never joke with someone who hates you. Hatred is murder itself. Are you there? The Pharisees, when they see such things, something bitter manifests in them. They manifest when they see good things happening, because their father is an enemy of God. Are you there? Their father, the devil, carries hatred, carries bitterness, because he was defeated so many years ago. That's why he's bitter, because he's trying and nothing's happening. Say, thank you, Jesus. Let them try and fail. Are you there? So when we go through trials on the earth, when you go through tests and temptations, let's not lose heart. There is someone who overcame for us. His name is Jesus. When you find him, get hold of him. Don't let him go. Are you there? That's Jesus. When we worship him, we know what we are doing. We know what we're doing. You've seen the fire, and you're going to see it again today. The power of resurrection. I pray that whoever's joining me today, let your blessing resurrect. Let your blessing resurrect. Let your fortunes resurrect. In the name of Jesus. Say, Holy Spirit of resurrection power, rest upon me and resurrect all that the enemy had killed in me. Holy Spirit of resurrection power, rest upon me, resurrect my fortunes. Prayer, ask him to do it. The gospel is not a matter of just talking, but just power. Now I want you to speak a word. You see it happen. The anointing is there now. Don't be there and say, now, I don't know. When will the pastor touch me? He doesn't need to. He's giving an instruction. This is my covenant. You see, with them, who are them? It's you. Just feel good about yourself. Are you there? Put back. This is my covenant with them. My spirit who is upon you, and my word which I have put in your mouth, in your lips. Some of them use that mouth for bad places. I send a message. My spirit who is upon you. His spirit is upon you. Are you there? And then what? My words which are put in your mouth, they shall only depart when you use your mouth for bad things. But it says, shall not depart from you. No, from the mouth of your descendants. His word shall not depart from your mouth. Meaning that the power of your lips shall be so strong that you declare and things happen. That's what he's saying. That your declarations will carry power. You shall declare and decree, and then shall happen. That's what it's meaning. Are you ready to declare tonight? Are you ready? Or you're still feeling your suffering? I'm telling you something that he suffered for you long ago. And the resurrection power is available now. Now what you're going to do is to declare a word. That's what I'm teaching you. Are you there? Are you there? Anoint your lips. Because I know some of you have kissed prostitutes. Anoint your lips because I should be sure that I'm dealing with them. May the Lord God start resurrecting that which witches and wizards had killed. Any of your blessings that's in the graves, I command it to resurrect now. Father, we thank you. All those, Father, preserve their prayers. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and we overcome permanently. Spirit of the Most High God, take over and bless them. Bless them. Bless them. Father, we glorify you. As we begin a new season of your glory, let your blessings flow. May the angels concerning this season minister to all those are ministering to. May the ministering spirit of the Most High God concerning this season minister to all those are ministering to. Be free in Jesus' name. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
resurrection power flow in their everything to do with them, for the goodness of the Lord to manifest. Those who are in captivity, be released in Jesus' name. Any sort of captivity that you're confined, be released in Jesus' name. All those who are confined in any way, be released in Jesus' name. I break that cage. Your cage holding them, be broken in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We encourage you to stay connected with us through our social media platforms. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, or Threads at Bro Ronnie Makabai. Stay blessed. Until next time.